Guys, you know, in Malachi 2:15, God says very clearly that the reason he's made man and a woman, one flesh, is because he was seeking godly offspring. I know that we live in a culture that tends to view marriage as about self-fulfillment, tends to view it as about getting my emotional needs met, not about the purposes of God fulfilled. And we know from Ephesians 5, the purpose of the marriage is to actually be a living metaphor or a living symbol or an icon, if you will, of Christ in the church. And so you have this fascinating reality that what Courtney is doing here with Amanda, what Amanda's doing with Courtney, what Brian and Becky are doing, is you're expressing the love of God to each other. You're expressing the covenantal love of Jesus to the church and the church to Jesus. And there's this other thing too. He's seeking godly offspring. There's a burden that specifically falls on you two men here. There's another thing. I've noticed that the training of children in the knowledge of God seems in our culture, even in our church culture, to fall to the women in a way that's unbiblical. And it needs to stop. God bless the women. I'm so grateful for godly women. Praise God for you guys. But there's a heavier burden in Scripture. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 says the fathers are not supposed to exasperate their children and cause them frustration. You know, don't be so harsh with them that you're always provoking their rebellion. You're supposed to be affectionate and tender and affirming them. But then it says this, it says training them, raising them in the teaching and admonition of the Lord. And it says that specifically to fathers. So I'm just going to ask you guys to not do what's so easy to do, and that is let mama handle it. I know you're tired after a long day of work, but invest spiritually in these kids. You are pastors in the house. You are pastors of the house. You pastor your wives. You pastor your children. I love you guys. So here's the deal. I'll do one couple at a time. Courtney and Amanda. Do you commit to raising little Taylor in the admonition and the instruction of the Lord Jesus? And Brian and Becky. Oh, he's nice. Are they both sleeping? Do you commit to raising little Ransom in the admonition and instruction of the Lord Jesus? Psalm 145, verse 4 says, one generation will declare your works to the next. Congregation, if you wish to show that you will help them in any way that they need, would you stand at this time? Now let's have the family come forward and stand with them. I invite the elders as well to come forward and stand with them. And get out of the family's way if you could so they can get here. And Bobby's going to lead us in prayer.
It's good. They're both asleep and the sermon hasn't started yet.
It's awesome.
It's good to have families here. We want to welcome you here too. And I would invite you come up and as we bless Taylor and Ransom. If you get too tired, that's fine, but I'm just going to ask the congregation to extend a hand of blessing to these two families as we pray.
Father Jesus.
Lord God, we are so thankful for life. Lord, we honor life this morning, and we're thankful that these two families honored life. Lord, I commit Taylor to you this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Lord, he is yours. Even now, Lord, I pray that you would begin that good work in his life that you're going to complete until the day of Christ. Father, I say he is yours. The enemy has no place in his life. I pray a hedge of protection
yes,
around
Lord.
Him. Lord, I pray that he would know, even at this young age, that you are good. You are God. And Lord, I pray that he would grow up knowing Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Even now, Lord, I pray that as Courtney and Amanda are speaking your truth in their home, that it would permeate his heart and his mind and his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I'm thankful that you are the lover of his soul, the eternal mm-hmm. part of him. Father, I believe that he's going to grow and mature into a great man of God. And I commit him to you, and I thank him. I pray for Courtney and Amanda and for their family.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I just thank you for the generations of faithfulness. But yes, most of all, Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I see it, Lord. I see it, Lord, in his life. So I commit him to you, and I bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. I see. Lord God, we also dedicate little Ransom to you. Father, I'm so thankful that you have given him Christian family, Christian parents that love you. Brian and Becky, I know their hearts, Lord, and I know their heart for their children. Lord, I say again that he is yours, mm-hmm. that the enemy has no place.
Mm-hmm.
He belongs to you. Lord, you knit him together in his mother's womb. Mm-hmm. You knew him from conception. And Lord, you designed him to worship you. You made him to sing your praises, to declare your praises. Lord, I also pray a hedge of protection around him. I speak your peace and your blessing into his life.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I believe he's going to do great things for your kingdom.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that even now you would begin to give him a vision of what that's going to look like and what he's going to do to further and serve your kingdom.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, what you can do with a life that's committed to you, and so we commit and give him to you. And mm-hmm. Lord, I know Brian and Becky thank you for the gift of their son. And so, Lord, we bless him. We commit him to you. We thank you for him. We ask, Lord, that you would direct his paths and his steps. We pray that whether he turns to the right or the left, he would hear your voice saying, Ransom, I love you, you're mine. This is the way, walk in it.
Amen.
So, Father, I commit him to you. I speak peace and blessing into his life. I pray for Brian and Becky that they would continue to raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That they would turn to you and your grace and your mercy.
Yes,
knowing, Lord, that we as parents were broken people, we're redeemed people, but we're broken. And yet it's possible to love our children because you first loved us. And so give Brian and Becky and Courtney and Amanda the love they need to love their children.
Mm-hmm.
So we commit him now to you and bless him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.